Hello, this is Andy for Birth to Cake for Breakfast. I'm here with Lucy and Ben, Bad Grammar. How's it going, guys?
Good, thanks, man. Good, well. Thank you, sir. Well.
If I could touch on your formation, how do you guys know each other? How did the band start?
We discussed this earlier. Me and Lucy have known each other for almost 8 years.
Yeah.
And we are both from Shropshire.
Yeah.
And we used to be in little indie bands and we used to play around Shropshire together. I say around Shropshire, like two clubs. and then we didn't know each other, did we? We just used to pass comments on each other's bands.
Yeah.
And then we both moved to Manchester at a similar time. We kept going to the same gigs and kept bumping into each other. And then we both agreed that we liked the same bands and we both want to be in a band. And then it went from there and we've never looked back.
Never
looked back.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, since moving to Manchester, how have people been responding to you guys as a band?
Really good.
Yeah, they like us, I think.
Yeah, we've got some really good gigs. We've met some really cool people. Yeah, because Luce, before I moved to Manchester, Luce was here pretty much for a year on her own, and kind of without really thinking, started networking with promoters and bands. And so when it came to us starting Bad Grammar, we, without really thinking about it, had contacts and managed to work up some. Some really cool shows with some good promoters, and we played with some sweet bands. And to think that we only really started touring, gigging in August, we've managed to play some really great places and great people in and around Manchester. So it's been really good, I think.
Yeah, it's awesome bands.
Yeah.
Lots of two pieces.
Yeah, we've recently been playing with a lot of other bands. We've kind of found that there is like a really sort of, there is quite a two piece scene at the moment.
There's a market for it.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, and that's been really cool as well. Like getting to play with other two piece things like that. So yeah, I think everyone's been really nice about it as well. So yeah, it's been all good. All good.
Excellent. You're currently today, in fact, CD out.
Yeah, finally, today is the day record is actually in our midst. Yeah,
we finally got copies, it's good.
Yeah, it's taken us a little while, isn't it? But yeah. Luce's got all art and crafty and
DIY or die.
Yeah. And produced the singles. It officially came out in March on sort of like Spotify and iTunes. And then, now we've got physical copies, which is really cool. So hopefully people come and watch us and buy records, which is, it's always nice to have something physical, because when you finish a show and go, we're on the internet, people kind of forget. So if they go buy our single, hopefully we'll gain more kind of
get physical.
It's good to get physical, so we'll gain a bit of a following from selling CDs at shows, hopefully.
Cool. So what can you tell us about Tie or Die, the new single?
It's the first song we ever wrote.
Well, it's one of the first songs we ever wrote.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awkward.
It's a rock song, but it's quite catchy, it's quite poppy.
Yeah.
It's a brassive pop song, I like to call it.
Yeah.
And it's a double A with a song called Ace Ventura, which was a song that was written in the dead of the winter. And it's kind of going back to more of the... We wanted to be a twiddly band, but I kind of like... honing on more math rock bands that we love and we've played with, but I kind of realised I wasn't quite there as a guitarist to be in a math rock band, so we just went back to making the music I fell in love with when I was a young guy and first discovering guitars and music and just making really noisy rock songs. So these songs are kind of a reflection of just us trying to make riffy but kind of instant rock music, and I think it sounds cool. We recorded it with a guy called Ryan in Wolverhampton back in the West Midlands, who is ace and made us sound huge, so it's great. And then it's been put out by Lucy's friends from Norwich, Gravy Records, who a cool label. They've put out some really cool bands that we really like, so it's we're in a good place. The single is finally out and we're really chuffed.
Yeah.
How has reception been to the single? Because you've had some airplay.
Yeah, we've managed to get on the radio.
Yeah, we've got Tom Robinson's given us a bit of airplay.
Yeah, Six Music, XFM.
XFM, that was a good one.
Amazing radio.
Amazing radio, big fan.
Yeah, Lucy's a big fan of Major, so that was cool. And we've just been getting like little reviews on little blogs, but every little helps really. You know, people seem to be. Actually, instead of just kind of going on, you know, these are the blogs where people actually take note because they're just their friends and they'll go, oh, well, this guy likes good music, I'll check it out. And then they go, oh, yeah, this is pretty cool. And then they'll say, and then they'll blog about it and it kind of goes from there. It's kind of like a little circle. So it's cool. Like every week we've been getting pretty much every week since it's come out, like someone's kind of said, oh, you're our song of the day or you're our tune of the week or we've reviewed this and it's really cool. So it like, yeah, we weren't expecting it at all. So it's been a really good response, I think, in terms of the press. You know, particularly with it being our first ever release as well. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty wicked. Yeah.
You say you've only been about since, you know, a couple of months. But you've been up and down the country already and you've been playing some cool gigs. What can you tell us about, like, moving up and down the country? And
our first show we ever played was in Telford, which is obviously hometown vibes. That was really fun. And since then, we've played one show in London with awesome promoters called Reeks of Effort. They're really, really nice to us.
they're really cool.
And since... we played Sheffield last week. That was really, really good fun. We played in a lineup of two-piece bands. So that was really
cool.
And Play Lounge, who are absolutely rad.
Yeah.
Android.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Where else have we played?
And we played Leeds recently as well. So we've been kind of getting out of Manchester, but still staying north, and then kind of obviously getting into the Midlands and getting down south. So we haven't played loads of gigs, but I think out of Manchester, but we've played enough to kind of then, you know, for people to listen to us and want us back. Like already, I think we're looking at going back to London in the summer and looking back to go to Sheffield in the winter, like autumn time. The guy who put us on last week is already thinking about putting us on again, which is wicked. It's cool. Like that's kind of what we want to do. We want to get out of Manchester as much as we love it, and we don't want to be a band that are just out. They just play Manchester every week because we don't want people to get bored. We love getting out there and doing other stuff. So hopefully in the summer we'll really kind of get stuck into the rest of the UK. Because think about it, I haven't really actually been like to many places in the UK except like the big cities. So I want to go to like some really random little places.
I'm doing a village tour.
Yeah.
I don't want to play cities. I want to play villages.
The summer village tour's coming up. Yeah. So yeah, that. There you go. That's about that, really. That's all I can say about that. Yeah.
So, prospective village tour on the cards. Have you got any more releases coming up? Do you know?
No, we're just in the process of writing at the moment. Kind of cutting the fat, really. Just trying to write some absolute classics, some stadium rock anthems.
Yep. Smash hits.
Yeah. We're trying to do that. And luckily we've got a lovely friend called Dan who is in a wonderful two-piece called Cleft, and he is going to produce our next record. So we are just trying to figure out how many songs and what songs it's cool because we had a big meeting about it and we're going to really get into it. We're going to do like pre-production, we're going to demo things and he's going to come and listen to us play and listen to us in the practice room, and then we're going to go into the studio and record it. So hopefully that will be out before the year's out, we hope. But obviously the single's just come out, so we're kind of going to play those two songs to death and just try and sell as many copies as that. And then when people are bored of those two tunes, we'll get cracking on the record. So yeah, hopefully an EP will be out before 2013 ceases.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. I'm already bored of those two. God.
Cool. Ben and Lucy, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No worries, thanks.